Leviticus chapter 8. Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Verse 1. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, take Aaron and his sons with him, and the garments, and the anointing oil, and a bullock for the sin offering, and two rams and a basket of unleavened bread, and gather you all the congregation together to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And so we see that Moses had to bring Aaron and his sons, along with all the articles which are to be used in their consecration, bring them to the office, or to the tabernacle, the door of the tabernacle, and this is where they would be initiated into the priesthood. And the people, the Israelites, gathered together and they watched the consecration ritual. The people will see for themselves that God uses flawed men for his service, and yet they are consecrated to the service of God and needed to be respected as people in that position. But God does consecrate imperfect people for the ministry because that's all he has. Verse 4. And Moses did as the Lord commanded him, and the assembly was gathered together to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And Moses said to the congregation, this is the thing which the Lord commanded to be done. So Moses reminds the people that he's just an under-shepherd. This wasn't his idea. He reminds them that the things which he says and everything that they will witness are the things which God has told him to do. 6. And Moses brought Aaron and his sons and washed them with water. And so Moses gives the priests what my mother used to call a sponge bath. And the message for the priest is this: you have to be holy and you have to be pure if you're going to serve God. And the message is the same for Christians today. If we want to be used, then we need to keep ourselves clean through confession and repentance whenever we fail. It's very important for us to stay connected to God, and that only occurs when we are holy. And it's so important to stay connected to God so that we can be instruments that are fit for every good work and not short-circuit anything that our Lord may want us to do. 7. And he put upon him the coat, and girded him with the girdle, and clothed him with the robe, and put the ephod upon him, and girded him with the curious, or the priestly robe, of the ephod, and bound it to him therewith. The priest's clothing is actually described in detail back in Exodus chapter 28 and verse 8. And he put the breastplate upon him. Also, he put the breastplate in the breastplate, the Urim and the Thummim. And those two things may be strange to you, but the Urim and the Thummim were used in some manner to determine God's will in Old Testament days. And this is a reminder for us that if we want to be used by God, then we need to know the Word of God so that we can understand the will of God and the mind of God. Verse 9, and he put the mitre upon his head. Also upon the mitre, even upon his forefront, did he put the golden plate, the holy crown, as the Lord commanded Moses. So the high priest's clothing distinguished him from everyone else. His garments were very unique, and they signified the glory and the majesty of our great high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is at God's right hand, keeping us saved according to Romans chapter 5, verse 12. 10. And Moses took the anointing oil and anointed the tabernacle and all that was therein and sanctified them. The tabernacle and its furnishings had already been sprinkled with blood. And now they are anointed with oil, which symbolized the Holy Spirit. And so after being cleansed by the blood, the Holy Spirit was free to come upon them and free to work within the tabernacle upon all the offerings which had been established by God. 11. And he sprinkled thereof upon the altar 7 times and anointed the altar and all its vessels, both the laver and his foot, to sanctify them. And he poured the port of the anointing oil upon Aaron's head and anointed him to sanctify him. Now, the oil signified the Holy Spirit's sanctification and cleansing. So Aaron was anointed with the holy oil. Verse 13. And Moses brought Aaron's sons and put coats upon them and girded them with girdles and put bonnets upon them as the Lord commanded Moses. So Moses also puts priestly garments on each of Aaron's 4 sons. They are not high priests at this point, but they are priests. And that, remember that the priestly line was in the tribe of Levi, but it was limited to the family of Aaron and his offspring. 14. And he brought the bullock for the sin offering, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands upon the head of the bullock for the sin offering, and he slew it. And Moses took the blood and put it upon the horns of the altar round about with his finger, and purified the altar, and poured the blood at the bottom of the altar, and sanctified it to make reconciliation upon it. And he took all the fat that was upon the inwards, and the caul above the liver, and the 2 kidneys, and their fat, and Moses burned it upon the altar. But the bullock and its hide, its flesh and its dung, he burned with fire outside the camp, as the Lord commanded Moses. And this was a sin offering, and it was for Aaron and his sons. And that was one of its purposes, but the other purpose was to purify the altar by consecrating it. 18. And he brought the ram for the burned offering, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands upon the head of the ram, and he killed it. And Moses sprinkled the blood upon the altar round about, and he cut the ram into pieces, and Moses burned the head and the pieces and the fat. And he washed the inwards and the legs in water, and Moses burned the whole ram upon the altar. It was a burned sacrifice for a sweet savor and an offering made by fire to the Lord, as the Lord commanded Moses. This burnt offering was offered according to the proper ritual, which we saw in Leviticus chapter 1, verses 10 through 13, verse 22. And he brought the other ram, the ram of consecration, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands upon the head of the ram, and he slew it. And Moses took of the blood of it, and put it upon the tip of Aaron's right ear, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot. And he brought Aaron's son. And Moses put the blood upon the tip of their right ear, and upon the thumbs of their right hands, and upon the great toes of their right feet. And Moses sprinkled the blood upon the altar round about. And he took the fat and the rump and all the fat that was upon the inwards and the caul above the liver and the 2 kidneys and their fat and the right shoulder. And out of the basket of unleavened bread that was before the Lord, he took 1 unleavened cake and a cake of oiled bread and 1 wafer, and put them on the fat and upon the right shoulder. And he put all upon Aaron's hands and upon his son's hands, and waved them for a wave offering before the Lord. And Moses took them from off their hands and burned them on the altar upon the burned offering. They were consecrations for a sweet savor It is an offering made by fire to the Lord. And Moses took the breast and waved it for a wave offering before the Lord. For of the ram of consecration it was Moses' part, as the Lord commanded Moses. And so the final offering for the new priest was the fellowship offering, which was called the ram of consecration. Now in the eyes of the people who were witnessing all of this, this would symbolize the sanctity of the priesthood. Blood on the ear consecrated the priest to listen to God's word, which is where everything starts. Blood on the right hand signified that they were to carry out their holy assignments, and blood on the right foot teaches that they were to live holy lives. 30. And Moses took of the anointing oil and of the blood which was upon the altar and sprinkled it upon Aaron and upon his garments and upon his sons and upon his sons' garments with him, and sanctified Aaron and his garments and his sons' garments with him. And Moses said to Aaron and to his sons, boil the flesh at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and there eat it with the bread that is in the basket of consecrations, as I commanded, saying, Aaron and his sons shall eat it. And that which remains of the flesh and of the bread shall you burn with fire. So Aaron and his sons had to eat the remainder of the ram of consecration, along with the bread in the basket of consecration offerings. 33. And you shall not go out of the door of the tabernacle of the congregation in 7 days, until the days of your consecration be at an end. For 7 days shall he consecrate you. As he has done this day, so the Lord has commanded to do, to make an atonement for you. Therefore shall you abide at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation day and night 7 days, and keep the charge of the Lord that you die not, for so I am commanded. So Aaron and his sons did all things which the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses. These 7 days were days of consecration and meditation for the priests before they began their official work. And you know, once we are saved by receiving Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we need to spend time with Him in order to become acquainted with His will for our daily lives, so that we can be consecrated for holy uses. Next time, chapter 9.